Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, and we are excited, as always, to be with you. Thank you for tuning in. We are recording at Christ Cathedral, and we have an extremely important topic to talk about today, and that is overcoming fear. Fear is something that immobilizes us, and Marianne Greco, my lovely bride of 43 years, it's great to have you back, and fear is something that is difficult for many people, and it just sometimes creeps up on you.
It can creep up on us, and all of a sudden we don't realize how we're reacting, and we find ourselves in fear before we know it, and we have to learn to catch it.
Absolutely. Catch it before it catches us, right? Katie Hughes, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's so difficult with fear because it's something that all of us fight, and the devil tries to immobilize us. The devil tries to defeat us. The devil tries to create this atmosphere that paralyzes us at times.
I think often people focus on the problem at that moment rather than looking at the positive things that are going on in their lives. And they feed into that fear, and fear is not of the Lord. And you have to understand, when you plug into that fear, you're giving it power in your life, and you can allow it to take over. It's your choice, you know. And then if you switch gears and start to focus on what is going right and maybe trusting God, I think that's really important when you are going through difficult situations.
We are here in Empowered by the Spirit at Christ Cathedral with Katie Hughes and Marianne Greco and myself. This is Deacon Steve Greco talking about this incredibly important topic of overcoming fear. You may know people in your neighborhood, your friends, your family, that right now are immobilized by fear. Give them a call, drop them a text, have them tune in to the show, because we're going to go through 7 steps to help you overcome fear by having Jesus at the center of your life, the center of your heart. Marianne, the devil can't steal our salvation, but he can try to mobilize us to stop our purpose in life, to stop our ministry, to stop our excitement about Jesus by having us focus on our problems and focus on ourselves.
Right. We can even be fearful that we won't do something perfectly, and that will immobilize us. Then we, you know, I can't do it because I can't do it perfectly. And I think the devil likes that, because then we don't even try and we don't step forward. But, you know, we need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. I can't help but think of Peter walking on the water. And he was walking on the water as long as he was focusing on Jesus. But the minute he started looking at the water rather than Jesus or his problem or his situation, he lost focus. And, you know, then the fear set in and he started to go down. We need to be focused on the Lord, too.
You know, what starts happening is we start the what ifs. This is never going to happen. This is never going to change. How am I going to pay my rent, my mortgage? How am I going to get that new job? My test was bad, medical test was bad, and, you know, what's going to happen? And Marianne, we had that show on overcoming adversity, and you certainly are in the middle of adversity with a broken elbow and really a lot of problems with your left arm. And I know there's a temptation by the devil to say, oh, you'll never get your mobility back. You're never going to be the same again. How do you overcome that fear when something like that pops in your head?
Well, for me, I really have to not concentrate on the fact that I have this arm that hurts or what the problem, but really see myself and visualize myself with God doing more, and knowing that He's in charge and I can turn to Him, and with Him all things are possible. So I just start focusing on that. And, you know, sometimes you have to just take it one day at a time or 1 hour at a time, because you're in pain or you're in a situation that's difficult. But, you know, if you keep looking at the Lord rather than the problem and knowing that God is with you through it, I know that He and I will work this out.
Amen, amen, amen. We are on Empowered by the Spirit talking about overcoming fear. And when we live in fear, we're not going to be the light of Christ. We're not going to have that joy. And what's joy stand for, Marianne?
Jesus over you.
We're not going to have the light of Jesus. That joy in our heart and our eyes aren't going to show other people how much we believe in Jesus. When others look at us, do they see that we have the confidence in the blood of Jesus, the confidence that we trust in Jesus, the confidence in Romans 8:28? We all know what that is, right, Katie?
All things work for good.
For he who loves the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So if all things are going to work for good, then what does fear really stand for, Katie? What's the definition of fear?
False evidence appearing real.
False evidence appearing real, my brothers and sisters. Write that down. False evidence appearing real. Yes. What does that mean? What is false about it, Katie?
Well, I think with fear, you see things in your life that look like maybe they're challenges. And I think you think of them as that's your reality. That's what your life is. At that moment, maybe you're going through it, but it's not who you are. It's not the end result. It is a challenge you're going through, possibly, but it's not to be feared. It's to overcome.
Think about the biggest problem you had 5 years ago. Do you know what it is? Katie, you know what it is? Anything come to mind?
Nothing in particular,
no. You see, and that's because Jesus solved it, right? The issue is that these problems that we have, Marianne, we think are that no one can solve it. We think that they're insolvable. And yet, Jesus is there for us. And if we trust in Him, once again, it will be a distant memory that we won't be able to really remember years ahead.
Right. And that's why I like Romans 8:28. When I start to freeze up or think of this fear or concentrate on the issue, I have to turn and remember that this is going to work out. And so I take my focus back to Jesus and say, you know, with God, nothing is impossible. And then I start receiving the peace, because I think if we're looking at this moment in time, we think it's always going to be like that. But to your point, so many times we can't remember, or if we can remember, it doesn't seem as large to us when we look back than it did at that very moment.
The enemy wants us to believe that things will never work out. I know, my brothers and sisters, you're going through issues, challenges, health challenges, relationships, family, finances, job, many, many circumstances. Do not give the enemy power by focusing on those circumstances in terms of allowing fear and anxiety to take over your life. Now, how do we know we have this fear? Well, what is it that we think about? Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5. For the weapons of our battle are not of flesh, but are enormously powerful, capable of destroying fortresses. We destroy arguments and every pretense raising against itself, against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're empowered by the Spirit, talking about overcoming fear. Call your friends and neighbors, because the battlefield is your mind. The battlefield is controlling the thoughts entering your mind and not focusing on what's going to happen in the future, but focusing on Jesus. Jesus gives us very specific how-tos in Matthew 6:25-34, and I won't read all of it, and you, I know it well. So get out your Bibles and refresh yourself on it. Matthew 6:25-34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or drink, or about your body and what you wear. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your life? So do not worry about anything, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, which means doing His will, and all these things will be added to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. This is one of the most important things for all of us to focus on. Worry about nothing. Praise God for everything. Focus on today and not tomorrow. Why is that important, Katie?
Well, you can certainly lose where you are in reality of things and feed into fear if you look forward to all the things that could happen. Those are things you have no control over. What you have control over is your reaction to what's going on right now. And are you bearing fruit, or are you giving power to the evil one in your life? So it's really important to just focus on the moment, focus on the people in your life, focus on loving others, focus on praising God for what he's doing in your life and for protecting you, and focusing on those positive things. And don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will come, and those are new challenges. But worry about today. Every moment is important, and every moment is for the Lord and to serve him. And so it's not something that you can control in the future. So I really plead with you to just stay in the moment and see what God's going to do in your life that time.
And you know, Steve, I find that if I'm so focused on what might happen or what will happen, that I miss the blessings of what is actually happening now. What is God doing in my life today?
For me, it's really looking at circumstance and saying, wow, I can't wait to see how God gets me out of this.
I do that too.
I can't wait to see, you know, I used the story last night. I was given a teaching on this, and I said, when I get lost, I said, I can't wait to see how God gets me out of this. We're empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about overcoming fear. We'll be right back to get into a step-by-step process of how you can overcome fear every single day. God bless you. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with an extremely important topic, overcoming fear, because fear is the thing we battle each and every day. You know, St. Paul helps us in Philippians 4, my friend Michael's favorite chapter in Scripture, 4-9. And Michael, I know you've got this memorized, but rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And then, Katie, it's so important that we focus on the next verses. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there's any excellence, anything worthy of praise, think about these things, then the God of peace will be with you. So when we have these thoughts about fear, wow, what's going to happen? How am I ever going to pay my bills? How am I ever going to get better? How am I ever going to get in this relationship? And how's my marriage ever going to get better? How's whatever ever going to happen? We have to think about things that are worthy of praise.
When you think of all the wonderful things that are of the Lord and how he's all the positive things, maybe you're going to through a tough time, but you have a beautiful family, your family's close, you have a job. Whatever it is the Lord is providing, look at all the gifts that the Lord has provided and recognize him as your Lord who does provide, who does love you. He is the God of love. He's the God of salvation. Realize that you are saved, that he died for you, that he's not going to abandon you through whatever's going on. And I also, you know, when I'm going through a difficult time, instead of looking at the negative, or playing into the idea of fear, I just think about God is bringing me closer to him through this. I'm relying on him alone. And I think of the saints and Mother Teresa, who she relied on God for everything she did. If you think of all the things you do during the day and your challenges that you go through, she would first always go to the Lord. And that's what Jesus taught us, was speak to our Father, go to him, ask for encouragement, ask for the Holy Spirit. What are those gifts that he's giving you and providing you with so that you see all the good and that light, the light of Christ that covers all of those things that are going on? You don't see the problem. You just see what you're working on and that God's helping you. And there's a great sense of accomplishment in your faith and just realize you are closer to Him through that challenge.
We are empowered by the Spirit here at Christ Cathedral, talking about overcoming fear. Call your friends, your neighbors, your family, people that you know are struggling right now. We're going to now go into the 7 steps of overcoming fear. When those arrows of fear and attack, that feeling of depression, anxiety starts hitting you, the first step is have faith as a shield. Ephesians 6:16. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Marianne, that is so important because we get attacked. How does faith kick in as it relates to overcoming fear?
Well, we need to call on faith. A lot of times I have to ask for the Lord to increase my faith if I find myself doubting and I'm grabbed by the fear. And one of the ways that I can do that is to really start reading Scripture. Psalms is great to see what David says about God and fear. And so we need to really go in. And another good thing I like to do is kind of remind each other. We remind each other what has God done for you? You know, what has He done in the past for you? Because what He's done in the past, He's going to do more. So it helps build my faith. Listening to who others talk about their faith helps increase our faith as well.
We see in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not from you. And verse 9, it is a gift from God. It is not from works, so that no one may boast. So it is a gift from God, is faith.
We have to ask for it.
And we ask for that, and we see that in Luke 11:13. When we who are evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit and give faith that goes along with the Holy Spirit, which is the fruit of thy spirit, faithfulness, when we ask for it. And so, again, my brothers and sisters, you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, last night we had a prayer meeting, and people were coming in, and they were crying and about the future, and I don't know where I'm going to live, and I don't know what's going to happen to me, and I don't know about my job. And yet, you know, you can see the fear, and you can see the anxiety and the panic. But we have to remember Hebrews 11:6, get out your Bibles, open them up. For without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For anyone who approaches God must believe He exists, and He rewards those who seek Him. So we it's critical to understand that with faith, we move mountains, Katie. With faith of a mustard seed, we can look at that mountain and say, move, and it will move. When we have faith, we're like that centurion, where the miracles happen.
I think it's so important. One, if you can at least try to fake it till you make it. So with your faith, maybe you're not there yet. Part of that is you need to ask for more faith from the Lord. And second of all, practice at it. Trying to believe that truly everything's going to be okay, and to put your trust into the Lord. And we often think of divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Well, do you? You pray that? Do you trust in Him? And then all the prayers that we have, they are, Father, do you believe He is your God? Do you believe He is all powerful? Do you believe He loves you to the point where you give Him everything? When that comes down to surrendering your heart and receiving the blessings and having full faith in Him. And it's definitely a process. I think a lot of it has to do with letting go of things in your life so that God can really be at the center of your life. And God can work with that. And your trust in Him will grow. And the blessing of the faith and the increased faith will come along with that.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit, broadcasting from Christ Cathedral, talking about overcoming fear. The first of 7 steps is use faith as a shield. The second step is seek the love of Christ. Surrender your heart to Jesus. Matthew 5:6, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, might, and strength. We hear that throughout Scripture. It is the great commandment. Why is that? 1 John 4:16, God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out all fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Fear is the exact opposite, Marianne, from love. Fear is something, when we fear, that we don't have the love of Jesus in our heart being manifested.
Yeah, there again, you're concentrating on the fear and not concentrating on the love of Jesus. And so for me, I have to turn and say, okay, God, you love me more than I even realize, and help me experience and feel that love. And you start opening yourself up to receive His love. And you understand God doesn't want you to be hurt. God is with you. He's going to take care of you. You may go through a difficult time, but He's right there loving you. And so rather than feeling all the fear, I want to feel the love that Jesus has for that journey that I'm going through. Because when I come out of it, I'm going to be stronger and closer to the Lord. And that helps me.
And is that helping you right now go through what you're going through?
Oh, absolutely. It's just the time when the pain gets to you, and if you're suffering a physical pain, and you get absorbed by it. But when you start turning to the Lord and realizing how much He loves you and He'll take care of you, gives me great strength to go on and know that there's a lot in the future.
My brothers and sisters, many of you have physical problems, financial problems, whatever it might be. You may have problems with your children in which it's just immobilizing you with fear about what's going to happen. Perhaps your child is hospitalized. We have a daughter that was diagnosed with lung cancer several months ago and has gone through many, many rounds of chemotherapy and radiation therapy and surgery. And you see the survival rates, Marianne, and you know, they're not very good.
You could be really paralyzed by statistics on the internet, what that looks like when you have cancer. But, you know, are you going to look at that, or are you going to look at the Lord and His love?
You're going to look at the Lord and know that the Lord is a God. Jesus is a God of miracles, and greater is He that is in us than He is in the world. Amen?
Amen.
And we know the fact that with God, all things are possible. So as we focus on the Lord, the thing that I really get strength on, rather than fearing what's going to happen to our daughter, what's going to happen to her family and her children, I focus on how much Jesus loves Laura, our daughter, our family, how much Jesus loves us. And when I focus on the love of God, then that fear of the future and is the cancer going to come back, is, you know, whatever, that fear just dissipates.
It doesn't matter, because in the present, if I start focusing on the Lord and His love, then I start seeing the blessings He's sending in the here and now. And it just helps to increase your faith as you surrender and start receiving that love.
Listen in, because what's so exciting is that every day is a day of miracles when you believe in the power of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We certainly hope you're enjoying this program. It's a collaboration between Sower Ministry and Spirit-Filled Hearts, and we'd love to hear from you by email at deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. We'll come back and talk about the additional 5 steps in overcoming fear. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes talking about overcoming fear. The first 2 points was using faith as a shield. The second point was seeking the love of Christ. The third is repentance. Now, how does repentance work with fear? What's interesting for me, because I love to go to reconciliation, as Blessed Mother Teresa would say, reconciliation is going in with heaviness in your heart and having sinfulness and walking out pure as the driven snow. And you know, it's such an incredibly important sacrament, and I really encourage everyone out there to go to reconciliation as often as you can, as appropriately as you can. Now, when we're consumed by anxiety and fear, Are we really focused on Jesus? When we're consumed by anxiety and fear, are we focused on who Jesus is, the attributes of Jesus? I was preparing for reconciliation and praying, Lord, what do you want me to lift up? What do you want me to be healed of? What do you want me to confess? And I went through my normal laundry list of things, and I felt the Lord saying to me, the number one thing I want you to focus on is your lack of faith. So what do you mean, lack of faith? Lack of faith in trusting me, in believing in me. Lack of faith that things were going to work out. Lack of faith that I have your best interests at heart. It's interesting that that would happen, but the reality is, as I thought about it, I can't get closer to God if I think I have to be in charge. And that's so uncritical, Marianne, and we need to repent of that.
Yes, so often we gradually take things on, and we, without even realizing it, I think we try to be master of our circumstances rather than trusting in God. And sometimes it happens really gradually, and we don't even see that we've, instead of turning towards God, we're turning towards our own devices and ourself or man. So we have to really constantly check on that and make sure that I am turning towards God. And when we don't, we need to confess that and bring it to the Lord and get past it.
Psalm 23 that we know well, 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You're walking through some challenges right now, my brothers and sisters. You know that. You're often consumed by it. But is Jesus walking with you? Are you feeling his love, his support, his strength? Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? My brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of anything. Do not be afraid of the future. Do not be afraid of your circumstances with your family. Do not be afraid of, how am I going to get this job? Do not be afraid of your finances. Do not be afraid of your health. Do not be afraid of your relationships.
You know, Steve, I was thinking, sometimes we can beat ourselves up, too, and think, oh, I've been trying to control this, and I've been doing it on my own, and how can I ever be forgiven, and bring it to the Lord and ask for that reconciliation process. And so I encourage listeners not to be discouraged and even fall deeper into it, but when you catch yourself and think, oh, I've been trying to do this, you know, don't think that it's too great to bring to the Lord and ask forgiveness.
That's really a great point, because we can feel immobilized by the sins that we've had in
yes.
the past. Immobilized, well, God will never love me. God will never bless me with these blessings. And yet we read again in John 1 that God wants to give us grace upon grace. We read in Ephesians 1 that Jesus is there to bless us with every spiritual blessings in the heavens. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that means you. But repent of your unbelief, repent of your sinfulness, go to reconciliation, receive the love of Jesus. The fourth point is trusting in God. Psalm 118:6, the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Psalm 115:11, you who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Katie, I want to come back to divine mercy. You brought it up before. And what is it that St. Faustina said that Jesus said to her?
Trust in me.
That's right. Jesus, and we are to say, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you. And why is trust so important as it relates to overcoming fear?
Maybe before you even think about your relationship with Jesus, just think of a relationship in your life. And how can you feel calm and feel peace with a loved one or a friend if you don't trust them? How can you have a foundation, a strong foundation in relationship without trust? And just think of your husband or wife. You need to have that trust. A child must have a trust in their parent that they'll always be there, that will protect them. And so now bring those attributes to Jesus. And if you don't trust him and believe he's going to take care of you, then you have a difficult situation. You have a dysfunctional relationship with Jesus. And it's on your part. And so you have to own up to that, that maybe you have hurts and wounds of things that have happened to you, and you lost trust in God or Jesus, you know, because you put it on Him. And so you have to realize that God will turn all things to good, and though people may harm you, it's not God that chose that. It was the person, the sinful person. And so you have to forgive God in order to trust Him. And so some of us need to work on that. I think a child, all they see is Jesus and the beauty of His face and how Jesus loves them. And so go to Jesus with a child's heart, with a child's mind, with a child's faith, and go back to that part. Go back to your first communion and how exciting that was, and renew your relationship with Jesus. And there needs to be healing with that. And then you can continue on with your trust in Him and have that faith.
You know, Steve, I think sometimes it is difficult to trust if we've been hurt in the past or whatever. And one of the things I think we need to do with the Lord is begin, if that's a difficult situation, to begin to trust God for little things in your life. Just start trusting him that the sun will come up, that He'll take care of you today or whatever it is. And the more we start trusting God with the little things, the easier it becomes when we have the big things in which we need to trust Him.
Trust Him and getting that parking space, right?
Right. You know, people laugh at that, but it's a step of increasing your trust in the Lord. And when we start asking Him for little things and start trusting Him for little things, then when the big things come along, it's a lot easier.
My brothers and sisters, we're Empowered by the Spirit with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes from Christ Cathedral. Call your friends and neighbors. We're focusing on overcoming fear. The fifth point is incredibly important, as they all are, and that is protection. We are at war. We're at war with the enemy, and yes, there is an enemy out there. Satan is alive, and there are the demons out there trying to defeat us. Ephesians 6:11, put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. You don't go to war, any war, without having weapons, without having a defense. Jesus has given us weapons that defeat the enemy. We don't have to fear because they defeat the enemy. Now, what are some of these weapons? One important weapon is praying the blood of Christ over your mind, body, family, circumstances. The blood of Jesus Christ. So important, Marianne. And why is that important?
Well, because I think we don't realize that He's with us. And He, you know, with Jesus, we are the victor. We aren't the victim. We're the victor and have victory over these things. And so we just need to take the power of the blood of Christ and visualize that covering us or our family or the situation, and realizing that that is what wins the battle.
The other important point is the holy name, or additional one, a holy name of Jesus. Just say Jesus over and over again. Jesus, 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 I trust in You.
So powerful.
Jesus, I believe in You.
Sometimes,
Jesus, I love You.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't have the words. I mean, you may be overwhelmed and almost paralyzed, but if you just utter the name of Jesus, the enemy flees, and it's a very powerful. That's all you have to say.
Katie, receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ daily is so important in overcoming fear. Why is that?
Well, you really do have Jesus with you. And that's what's so beautiful about our Catholic faith, is that we truly believe in the presence of Jesus, that it's not just a piece of bread and it's a symbol of Jesus, but that it truly is His body and that it has changed. And Jesus did that for you. And that assurance of Jesus being within you, I personally go because I think of all the fears that are the things out there in the world that could create fear. And I know that I always start my day off with Jesus in my heart and in my body and my soul, and is all present in me. And that the Lord is my strength. You know, He really is my strength and gets me through little challenges and the big ones.
My brothers and sisters, I know there are reasons why you say you can't go to Mass daily. But whenever possible, there are masses everywhere around you in Southern California. You know, go to Mass as often as you can. It will make a huge difference in overcoming fear. And the final thing in protection is praying the rosary. Praying the rosary daily. The Blessed Mother loves you so much. We have a spiritual mother. And the rosary is a spiritual weapon and tool against the tactics of the devil, against fear. So please, 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 turn to your Blessed Mother in times of fear. Turn to your mother, your spiritual mother. Pray the rosary. Ask for her intercession. There are so many important things to learn as it relates to overcoming fear. We're certainly glad you're listening in to Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back to talk about the final two steps on how you can, through the blood of Jesus Christ, overcome fear. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes talking about this really important, incredibly important topic of overcoming fear, how the devil tries to mobilize you to take away your joy, to take away your witness. And with Jesus, Jesus overcomes that fear, and we've talked about the various steps that we have to do, and certainly we have to have Jesus in our hearts and our minds and our souls to overcome this fear. And to have, first of all, faith as a shield. Faith will stop all the flaming arrows because we trust in Jesus. The second point is to seek the love of Christ, to surrender your heart to Jesus and His love, because God's love overcomes everything. The third point is repentance, that when you feel immobilized, go to reconciliation. Repent of your fear. Repent of your sinfulness, and God will heal you. The fourth is trusting Him. As divine mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. Trust Him that your future indeed is bright, and trust in Him that He loves you so much that whatever circumstances you're fighting, that He is there in the center of it. And the fifth is protection. Put on the armor of Christ. Use the tools that Jesus has given you, the sacraments, the body and blood of Jesus, praying the blood of Jesus, and of course, interceding through the Blessed Mother, praying the rosary, and praying the various prayers that you have to of protection, of and even certainly Michael the Archangel, Saint Michael the Archangel, to call upon him in terms of his protection. You know, when we think about overcoming fear, it's also really important to be surrounded by people. And we've got a couple of really important events, depending on when this is aired. One is Southern California Renewal Convention, and you'll be able to see me on Friday afternoon, I believe at 2:30, talk about joy, as a matter of fact, and how to have joy every single day. And I'll be there throughout the weekend. We also have a booth, Spirit-Filled Hearts. This is at Anaheim Convention Center on Labor Day weekend. So the 4th, 5th, and 6th of September, Labor Day weekend, Anaheim Convention Center. And we also have on September 12th our prayer meeting at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Irvine at 7 p.m., where we definitely have many, many miracles. You can go on the website at spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org on the website to get more information. The sixth point of overcoming fear is to allow hope, to have the hope of Christ, to have the hope of God. We see this in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, plans for your welfare and not for woe, so as to give you a future of hope. At the deathbed of my mother, my blessed mother, the Lord gave me a scripture relating to hope, and that was Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Marianne, when we have hope, then we just strip away the devil's tactic to try to create this fear of the future, because we hope in Christ.
Absolutely. You know, I oftentimes I just say, you know, if something bad is happening, I know that I have more things to do for the Lord. And it just, you can use it to spur you on. I remember I sat next to a woman who had great fear of flying on an airplane, and she was just, she had a few drinks before she went on the airplane, and she had quite a few while she was on the airplane because she was so fearful. And I just mentioned to her when we started to land, oh, we're going down. And she thought, oh my gosh, we're crashing. And I said, no, it's okay. You know, I prayed for her during the time. But, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, I know I have hope in the Lord. This is coming home from my daughter having cancer, and I know God has things for me to do. I know that he wants to use me in the future. And so I have no fear of even, you know, any situation like that. If you know that God's got a plan for you, then you can concentrate on that and have this hope. And it's very powerful.
Hope is something that defeats fear, because hope trusts in God. Hope gives you that love of Jesus, in which you know that you know that you know that Jesus is in your future. As I often say, don't worry about the future. Jesus is there waiting for you with open arms. The final point in terms of overcoming fear is praise. Psalm 56, 3 and 4, when I am afraid, I trust in you, in God, whom word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? When we praise God, it's a game changer, Katie, because we're acknowledging the attributes of Jesus, of God, of the Holy Spirit, of the Father. Lord, I praise you. You are my Redeemer. You are my healer. You are the God of hope. You are the God of healing. You are the God that is there, that is my rock and my foundation and my Savior. When we praise God, why does it make such a big difference in terms of overcoming fear, Katie?
Well, I think it makes you just so strong in the Lord that he's with you, that he has all of these wonderful attributes, and they are for us. We are very special to him, each one of us, and realize that when you praise God for who he is in your life and what he does for you, it returns to you in a joyful song in your heart. You really see the world in a different way. You approach life differently. You see the challenges in your life differently, as knowing that God would never give you anything more than you can handle, and that you can praise him for that, and praise him for the miracles in your life, and praising him for bringing you closer to him. There's so many wonderful experiences I've had when I've praised God, and the blessings in return are greater than you can imagine, and you live a life of joy.
When we praise God too, Steve, I feel that we come into the presence of God, starting to praise God and his attributes and who he is. It's said we come into the presence of God and praise. So by praising God, we come into presence of him again, and we let go of the fear. You know, you can't have fear and be in the presence of God at the same time. It's one or the other.
Psalm 22, God inhabits the praises of his people. All through Isaiah we see, and Psalms, we see that we are to praise God with our lips, with our heart, with our mind, to praise God, to sing his praises. Praise the name of Jesus. He is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer.
That's a good point, Steve. Sometimes when I start to feel that fear or lack of peace in a situation, if you have a song like that, that's a song he's quoting as well as scripture, if you can just start to sing a little tune of praise, it will take you into another place.
And why don't we sing it?
No.
No?
No, I don't sing on the radio, honey.
What?
Praise the name of Jesus. He is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. He is there for us, my brothers and sisters, to overcome fear. So we've talked about these seven steps. Use faith as a shield. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Do not worry about what's in front of you. Only focus on Jesus. Point two, love that drives out all fear. Seek the love of the Father. 3 is repent of unbelief. The 4th is trusting that God is your shield, is your foundation, is by your side. The 5th is use that tools of protection against the attacks of the enemy. The sacraments, scripture, the rosary, interceding through the Blessed Mother, through St. Michael the Archangel. The 5th is allow hope to fill your heart, soul, mind. And 7th is praise God. Sing praise songs. Listen to praise songs. All of those things are very important. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you. We thank you for allowing us to listen to this show, allowing us to trust in you, allowing us to have your love fill our hearts. We ask a special healing and blessing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically on all of our listeners and their families and loved ones. We praise you for the healings that's going on. We praise you for driving out that spirit of fear in our hearts. We ask, Lord God, to be filled with the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for these healings through the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We'll look forward to being with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. I am a soul.